Mike is on the line at 308-8867. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas.
Thank you. I got a problem with some naturally growing mesquite trees. I've got five or six of them ranging from 3 to 6 inches, and then I've got two that are about 8 or 9 feet tall and have lost all the leaves. I've been watering and nurturing and fertilizing them, and they still seem to be dying back.
How much are you watering them?
About a gallon or two, three times a week. Is that too much?
Are they in the ground?
Oh, yeah. They're up. They're right by the front curb, and they've grown about 10 feet tall. They had a lot of leaves, and now they've lost most of the leaves, and I've cut back the dead pieces.
Did you plant them, or were they just there naturally?
They were naturally growing, and I've nurtured them and trimmed them up. And
yeah. Kind of the thing that kills mesquites, most likely to kill mesquites, is when people put San Augustine lawns in and they water the lawn, and the mesquite, within 3 or 4 years, that's too much water, and they get a root rot, and they die out.
You need to unnurture them.
Yeah.
These are right by the curb, and they're at the highest elevation of the lot. They don't get a lot of water except what I put on them.
Yeah,
don't need to put any water on them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about the only thing you can kill them with, and that's a lot of water for them. You know,
yeah.
That's kind of a locked system there. There's probably not great drainage, even though it is high, but they're... Once that root rot starts, they got to dry out, or they won't.
I didn't put any water on them at all before they started losing all their leaves.
Okay, now you said they were by the curb. How long has the curb been there?
Oh, 20 years.
Oh, okay. So they've been there. The mesquite trees have been there 20 years.
No, they have grown up in the last 5 years or so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
they came after the curb.
Now, they're fairly new, and they are about 8 or 9 feet tall, and they were full of leaves, and now they're down to about 10% of what they
are. But you weren't watering when the leaves start.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, I did find a couple of sort of orange and black striped caterpillars on the plant, and I took them off and killed them.
Have you done a little digging in there?
Any digging? No.
Yeah, do a little digging in there just to make sure. Now, you know, the typical thing would be that the water is not draining and the roots have started to rot. But dig and see if it's at all soggy, or if you got, you know, if the roots are black, showing some black dead areas.
I say you're growing a mesquite root sprout, because the original mesquite was taken out when the curb was put in there. If you didn't plant these mesquites in there,
no, I didn't.
They came from a root sprout of a larger tree that was removed when that curb was put in there.
Okay.
So it's establishing its root system, but I wouldn't. They come from root sprouts out in the pastures out in southwest Texas. They are a major problem, and you have to root plow them to get all those roots out of there, or they will come back and sprout. Now, granted, the young seedlings, which that would be the young root sprouts, which that would be considered as, does not have as massive a root system as does the old mature tree. So, yeah, it started losing its leaves this year, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it probably went through the Parsons winter drought, and it probably just dropped its leaves. I don't think it will kill it.
Yeah, and I like the trees. I don't think
you watering it's going to help.
Yeah, okay.
I just leave it alone, and I'm betting that it won't, because those root sprouts out in the pastures don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spend thousands of dollars trying to kill them?
Hundreds of thousands. So I would just leave it alone. I bet it just went dormant.
Yeah.
And I bet you when the conditions get right, it will re-sprout again.
Okay, all right. Well, I've got another one about 100 feet away next to the driveway that's about 3 or 4 feet tall, and it's full of leaves.
Okay.
Looking good, huh?
It's just a growing condition.
Okay.
So just leave them alone.
If the soil, just for your own information, do a little exploring and see what that condition of that soil is, and just make sure it's not soggy.
I don't see that it's damp at all, except for the potting soil that I put around it to kind of hold the moisture, you know. But that drains off too.
Yeah, well, that we generally wouldn't advise the potting soil either, because that does hold a little moisture.
Please forget that tree is even down there. Do you understand?
All right.
Mistreat it.
Save your potting mix. Save your water. Forget that stupid mesquite. If you find something that would kill it,
yeah,
you know, if you found a good soil deal and would, that would kill it, I mean a soil fungus, a pathogen that will kill it,
yeah,
I will make you and me both rich.